In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's gospel, we find that having gone up into one of the ships, and having heard from St. Peter that he and his companions had labored all night and taken nothing, our Lord said, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And they obeyed, and having cast their nets into the sea, they took up such a multitude of fishes that the nets were nearly broken. God has placed us in the midst of this sea of life and has commanded us to cast out our nets that we may catch fishes, that is, that we may perform many good works, by which we can acquire the merits that we need for eternal life. Our Lord assures us that death is certain, that we may prepare for it. But on the other hand, he leaves us uncertain as to the date and the time of our own death, that we may be always prepared for it. All things future which regard or concern men who are now living, all of these are uncertain except for one: death. Death is certain. All goods and evils, all other goods and evils, says St. Augustine, are uncertain. Death only is certain. It's uncertain whether a small child will grow up to be rich or poor, whether he will enjoy good or ill health, whether he will die at an early or at an advanced age. But it is certain that he will die, though he be the son of a poor man or of a monarch. And when the hour of his death arrives, no one can resist the stroke of death. The same St. Augustine says, "Fires, waters, and the sword are resisted. Kings can be resisted. Death comes, and who resists it? A certain king of France said in his last moments, 'Behold, with all of my power, I cannot make death wait one single hour.'" No, when the term of life has arrived, death does not wait even a single moment. If instead of preparing for his approaching death, imagine you witnessed a man condemned to die, condemned to be executed, on the way to his place of execution. And what if he spent that time admiring the beauty of the houses that he was passing by, or in thinking of the amusing entertainments he had enjoyed, or in uttering immodest words, detracting his neighbors? Would you not say that such a man was insane, or that God had abandoned him? And yet we, who are on the way to death continually, seek only, most of the time, the gratification of our senses, why do we not think of preparing the accounts which we will one day, perhaps very soon, have to render at the tribunal of Christ? Souls that have faith leave to the fools of this world the care of realizing a fortune on this earth. Let us seek to make a fortune for the next life, which shall be eternal. But as certain as death's coming is, on the other hand, death brings with it a certain uncertainty which moment it will come. It is certain that we will die. God has already determined the year, the month, the day, the hour, and the moment in which each of us will leave this earth and enter into eternity. But the moment he has resolved not to make known to us. And justly, says St. Augustine, has the Lord concealed it? For had he manifested to all the day fixed for their death, many would be induced to continue in the habit of sin by the certainty of not dying before the appointed day. Thus, the holy doctor teaches that God has concealed from us the day of our death, that we may spend all of our days well. Christ tells us, "Be you also ready, for at what hour you think not, the Son of Man will come." That we may be always prepared to die, he wishes us to be persuaded that death will come when we least expect it. Of death, says St. Gregory, we are uncertain, that we may be found always prepared for death. Are these our sentiments? How will we know if death is near or distant? What reason do we have to suppose that death will give us time to prepare for it? How many individuals do we know who have died suddenly? Some people die while they're walking, or while they're sitting, or while they're asleep. Did any of these ever imagine that they would die in such a manner? The good Lord only knows, but they have died in this way. And if they were enemies of God in the moment of their death, what has been the lot of their unhappy souls? How miserable is the man who meets death unprepared? All who ordinarily neglect to make a regular confession, all who die without preparation, even though they should have 7 or 8 days to prepare for a good death, even still, it is very difficult during these days of confusion and terror to settle accounts with God and to return to Him with sincerity. Death may come upon us in such a manner that we will not even have time to receive the sacraments. It is why it is so important when we notice that our neighbor, be it a family member or a friend or another individual, when this person is likely approaching the end of his earthly life, when he is on what we refer to as the verge of death, or likely there. It is why it is so important to see to it far enough in advance and not at the last minute when there's no longer time that a priest can come to the dying person's bedside to offer them the last sacraments. St. Paul admonishes us that if we wish to save our souls, we must work out our salvation in fear and trembling, lest death find us in sin. What will be our confusion and our misery if, through negligence and lukewarmness, death catches us off our guard and not in God's friendship? So today, let us arise then from our tepidity, our lukewarmness, and make a resolution to give ourselves sincerely to God for now and in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.